Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Once again, your song of the day from 1979, My Sharona by
79.
The Knack.
79.
464-568-5. 1 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
70s, I mean, was an incredible decade for music, but it doesn't mean all the music was good.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Hey, Jake, we have an ongoing dispute. Me and Jake have an ongoing dispute.
With The Knack?
About Bachman Turner Overdrive. Jake says Taking Care of Business is a corny song.
I do.
Which sticks in my craw, because when I hear it, I'm just like...
No, it's incredible. BTO, are you kidding me?
Jake.
It's a corny
remember
song.
Remember the...
Why'd you say that?
There's a lot of corny songs in this universe. I like some corny songs. I do. I don't dislike that
song.
Was
that off the Not Fragile?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't like the song.
It was like a box full of gears. Remember it? That's what it was.
You know what? I don't know if it was that, but it doesn't matter. It's a great song.
It's a great song.
And it's not corny.
It's a little corny.
My Sharona is corny.
Yes, it is. You're right. I'm not pushing back on that. You're correct. It's a corny song.
Bill expects me to be honest in this segment, and I'm going to be brutally honest. That's a horrible song. I wouldn't keep it on. I never kept it on. I thought it was horrible the first time I heard it. It's horrible this time, too.
From your era, the 70s.
Yeah, it was from my era, but it doesn't mean all good. There's all good songs. That song is the height of corny, all right? No really redeeming qualities. I tried to listen to it today and think, okay, that's a good part. Now, really no good part.
It has a driving beat. That's positive,
I'm going
right?
to give it a 0.95.
That's about as low as you could go.
Yeah. It's a terrible song. My Sharona. I mean, what is that?
I did everything. I sang it. I did. I'm like, okay, I sang
tried.
It. I know the words that sing it. I remember that song always being...
It was really always on.
It was always on, but no one, you never played it.
No.
It was on at some point in time, My Sharona.
Yeah, hey, no, you're
and
right.
it's a 2-2. It's just, there's no way I keep it on.
I'm not mad about that.
No, you're not. You want us to be honest.
Yeah.
You try.
I like to have some upbeat driving songs on Mondays. That's an upbeat driving song.
I will say it was an upbeat driving song.
It's not
correct.
A personal thing, Jake. You know that.
I didn't write the song.
There's no chance I would keep that on.
No.
None. My Sharona would play that again.
I gave it lower than a 1, which I never.
That hardly ever happens.
Right. I'm going to say Ben gave it a 4.29.
Okay. I'll go with that.
3-1.
4.7.
Kind of blah.
Yeah.
Let's see what the texters say before we get to Bill's thrills.
What they if say. Someone likes My Sharona, that will be interesting to me. I'm sure there are.
Got good ratings here. Here's really the text line.
Wow.
John says that's jazz hands. A 10 all day. No, it's not, John. But I appreciate it.
It's really not.
Triple H's dad, a 5. Bill and Bennett, 8.1. Uh-huh. Sandmaster and KC, 8.1. Guilt Nerd, 8.1. What's happening right now?
I don't know. That's interesting.
Rod says a 9. Now we got someone saying 1.1. Okay, bring it down. Bring it down. Mike and Dalton, the 9.
This is incredible.
It is.
Corey and Lincoln, 1. Proper score.
Ooh, yeah. Corey.
Lyle in Omaha, 8.6. That's pretty solid.
This is incredible.
I don't understand.
East Lincoln West, 6.7. Yeah. Not bad.
No.
Muster, Mike and Waterloo, 8.5.
Wow.
LB and Minden, 6.5. Sean in Omaha, 6.8.
This Ryan, is incredible.
It's Jake's just, Revenge.
Ryan and Cali. I don't like that song that much. I don't like every song I play.
Oh, I know you don't.
Ryan in California, 4.8. Brett in Minnesota, 6.2 on that one. Who in Columbus?
Bert, 5.
Not bad.
That's pretty high for Bird. He's usually about 3.
Love the Bird.
John in Fremont, 3.5. There we go. Bring it down. John in Holt, Michigan, 7.
Holt,
Lucas Michigan. In North Dakota, 6.2. Derek in a car, 9.3. Mm. He's on Highway 77.
Derek likes it.
Sanderson, 2.4. Mm. Someone says, my Rayola, not Sharona, from Texas Casanova says, my Rayola, 7.
It's kind of funny.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
Someone make the parody song. Just do it. You got, go ahead, make the parody of my Rayola. Yeah. It's out there for you. You're welcome.
Jake, that might become famous. Who said that?
That was the Texas Casanova.
The Texas Casanova, which I like.
My Rayola.
Yeah, we haven't heard from...
That, Jake, that sounded good.
What about pecan pie?
I haven't seen
pecan... We haven't seen the pie for a while.
Pecan pie, if you're out there...
Mark yourself safe.
Where have you been?
Where are you?
Mark yourself
safe.
Where
are you at, pecan pie? Jennifer, 8.5. Hubby, 8.9. That's a surprise also.
Wait a second. Wow.
By the way, Too Ripped to Quit says on the BTO song, Taking Care of Business, he says... I love BTO, but Jake's right. That's a corny song.
I don't get that. I never understand that take when I hear the song.
I don't buy it, but I'm respectful.
Yeah, it just comes down to what you think is corny, I guess. I just never thought of that song as being corny. I love it.
There we go.
It's a funny song, too, if you think
Double
about
G, 6.1. Mm. There's your song of the day. Sponsored by Sauter Heyman Jewelers. It's time for a Monday edition of
Bill's... Are we doing this?
Yeah, oh, it's time. Bill's Thrills. Fire it up on Monday.
Are we doing this?
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisor.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows at Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for all your financial needs and a free consultation at that. Mondays are reserved for football facts.
Football.
Bill, what do you have today for
things that went on?
Facts?
Football. Items of interest.
On an envelope.
On an envelope that I licked shut so that I could write on it better.
Good job.
That's my day. Yes. I got
He's gone to the envelope. Items of interest like that.
Notre Dame. Purdue.
Shoot. Oh, boy.
66-7. Wow. Purdue coming off a bye week. Notre Dame just loses to Northern Illinois, which we knew. I felt really good about Notre Dame, like, handily winning the game or winning at least a couple touchdowns. 66-7. Purdue looked. At home, the big drum. You couldn't even say what happened.
What do you mean?
It looked awful. Purdue looked like
what happened to Purdue.
It wasn't even. It wouldn't even been varsity JV. It would have been varsity freshman at best. I mean,
how is that possible?
I mean, Jake sent me a text. Goes, Purdue should be kicked out of the Big Ten.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I got that from Jake.
I did send that.
Jake sent the text.
That was horrible.
They looked atrocious.
They never given up 66 at home.
Never. It's the biggest loss they've ever had in the history of the school. And they're playing a team which is both from Indiana, and they're fired up for this thing. The place is sold out, and they got the big drum there, and it was 66-7. What did they score in the first half, like 40?
I think it was 42-0 at halftime, right?
I mean, and they interviewed at some point in time the head coach, Walters.
Ryan.
He didn't know what to even say. He was just...
Remember what I said about Ryan Walters, Jake?
What's that?
When they hired him? Come on, back me up.
The Illinois defensive coordinator.
Yeah, when they hired him, I said, what is this? What are they doing?
Notre Dame had scored their two games 23 and 14 points.
23 and 14.
Prior to
the 66.
They scored
14 points against Northern Illinois, and they gave up 66, and Notre Dame called it off, too. They're like, how do we end this game and not score 80? They could have scored 80. Yeah,
that's a defensive head coach at Purdue.
Card was underwhelming, obviously. Hudson Card. Yeah. Keep going.
The UCF game was incredible. They had two field goals blocked and an extra point. To the point when they scored two. Here's the best.
Three kicks?
They weren't even up the middle. They were like right through the wing in the tight end area. Just, I mean, they were like, they were swatted like a Ralph Sampson type SWAT. He was like, SWAT! SWAT! At the end of the game, UCF made an extra point to put them up by one to basically win the game. And the kicker did like a hip thrusting thing towards TCU. Like, I got you, finally. They were just swatting.
The same guy had three kicks.
And this was just a hip. Just look at the last.
That's beautiful.
Look at the last extra point.
That's beautiful human behavior.
But towards the end of the game, the game
not.
When I was watching, I go, what is he doing? He was doing this hip thrust.
What the hell?
Right at these guys. I'm like, yeah, that's right. I got you. I own you. They had three swatted. Two field goals and an extra point. Swatted.
You had to be laughing.
I was. But it got worse. With like 2 minutes to go in the game, they go to the press box, and I think Mark Helfrich was one of the announcers, but they go, and two guys had brought food in for him, and they're like, oh, that's really good-looking food. Instead of like giving it to him like that, they took the food off the fork and were feeding the announcers.
Why is that?
And I looked at Laura, I go, I would swat that fork away right now.
Yes. Why?
But here's the deal. It gets better.
Uh-oh.
One guy took one of the food, and it looked like maybe like a piece of chicken or something, and he fed it to Mark Helfrich with his fingers.
No!
With his fingers. He ate it, and he took a bite, and he ate the food. And I go, could you imagine right now Sip trying to feed me a chicken nugget with his hands?
It'd be incredibly awkward.
Please go back and watch it. It was the most awkward thing. It's the most awkward thing I've ever... And I think those guys, too, are like going... The announcers, they didn't ask for it. They're like, I don't know what to do right now. They have these people in the booth with this plate of food. What and they fed him with the fork, and then they went with fingers.
Finger food. Wow.
Poor Helfrich. That's weird. It was incredible to see.
Not a fan of that.
You know, what happened like that.
Not a fan of that.
Yeah. Oh, also, the number of times I saw calls missed, I mean, in officiating, but there was one. I'm watching Colorado State, and I'm pulling for Colorado State because I know the Norvell family well, obviously. So I'm pulling for them. There was a targeting on Shedeur Sanders. They even called roughing the passer, and the D lineman ran his chin. I mean, his Acronimus helmet right through Shadur's chin. No call. Mm. It was like, and the announcer's like, "Well, they're gonna they didn't call it. Wow, that's crazy. Well, they'll buzz down. Nope, nothing said. But throughout the whole day, I just saw missed calls after missed calls. But that one was like, it was shocking. At the point of attack.
On a quarterback.
Apple Cup ends. It was a 3-point game at the time, for whatever the final score was. Washington State has the ball backed up. They're at their own like 4 or 5 yard lines. They got Washington to jump off to offsides twice in a row. And the one time, it was the nose guard over the center. Just knocked the center for distance. They jumped offsides twice end the game.
Come on, Fish.
They jumped off twice. South Carolina LSU, I could do a four-hour show on it. Really? They intercept the ball.
Who's that?
With 5 minutes, South Carolina, to run it back 103 yards for a touchdown to put them up 11 with 5 minutes to go. But they just wiped out a illegal blindside block on the quarterback who was nowhere near the play. And when the guy hit him, he jumps up like this, and the ref's like, oh, no. And it should have been called. I'm like, all he had to do was not block him, screen him, whatever it was. This, you guys know, back in the day when I first started coaching, for a long time, when there was an interception, you taught D lineman, go after the quarterback. Go block the quarterback. He has a chance to go after the quarterback, and also he has a chance to make the play. You can't do that. And it was blindside, and it was just idiotic, the play that he made. And then at the end of the game, they throw the ball in the end zone, and it hits a guy for South Carolina right in the face to end the game. And he drops it, and then they score, and that LSU scores, game over. South Carolina blew it.
17-point lead.
They blew it. 17-point lead, and it was unbelievable. I would say this. We talked about this with the Colorado game, which I watched quite a bit of that one. So much better coach. Guess what they did? Quick game.
Who's this? What?
With that Colorado. They threw a quick game. They must have thrown 15 of them. Balls were getting out. Quick to the wide receivers. They weren't taking sacks. It was like, boom, boom, boom. Ball was out. They looked like a...
Was it 28-9?
Yes.
Final score?
Yes.
Blew them out.
28-9.
It didn't look like a game. It didn't. It was like, nope, wasn't even close.
They used quick game against Colorado State that they didn't use against Nebraska.
Did not use... Nothing the same. The long drawn out... It was like, boom, ball was out. Ball was out. They weren't getting...
Wonder why they changed it up.
Probably because they gave up 6 sacks, the one before. We talked about it on air. I'm like, why they don't have more quick game away to get...
That might be
they have
why.
They have 3 to 4 wide receivers
that
can catch the ball. They can make plays if they touch it. If they touch the ball, they will make plays.
What if Deion went into Shermer and said, hey, how about some quick game?
I don't know. But they were much better coached than that.
Pat Shermer is the OC.
But it's and a better game.
Interesting to watch. But they fed him with forks and then with their fingers.
Good God.
I don't want to see it, but I do want to see it also.
Ben would be trying to find that right now, but he's on he's on Tinder. He's on Bender. Half Bender, half Tinder.
Yeah.
Yes, he's on that.
Stay off Tinder, please.
Yes.
During workouts?
Yeah, during the show.
At 8:05, you can get back on Tinder. Yes. That's Bill's Thrills. Hour 2 is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.